The ruling conservatives got into power 4 years ago under the slogan, "Turn back the boats." Amid a surge of migrants on often rickety vessels, then-party leader Tony Abbott declared the way to prevent unsafe voyages was to make it clear that no one who tried to enter Australia illegally would ever be allowed into the country. The Australian Navy diverted all migrants to detention camps on remote islands, Manus, which is part of Papua New Guinea, and the tiny island nation of Nauru. The policy did cut the flow of migrants, but it's failed to find new homes for the asylum seekers. 850 men on Manus and 350 men, women, and children in Nauru have staged mounting protests over endless delays and what they describe as inhumane conditions, including sexual assaults, verbal and physical abuse. Last week, an Iranian named Ahmed Masumali died after he set himself on fire in Nauru. This week, it was 21-year-old Somali woman Hodan Yassin. In a statement, Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton blamed advocates for encouraging migrants to mount protests in order to put pressure on the government. Advocates who proclaim to represent and support the interests of refugees must frankly hear a very clear message, he said. Their activities and these behaviors must end. Australia's biggest opposition party, Labour, supports the hardline immigration policy. The smaller Greens Party bitterly opposes it. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.